This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Welcome to the Untitled Pittsburgh Sports Comedy Podcast on the BetRivers Network. We are at the Liveberg Studios. We're actually at the Liveberg Studios Lounge tonight.
The Lodge.
Oh, the Lodge. Yeah.
And it's very cold. We got the snow hat boys.
Yeah.
It's got our little snow hats. Well, you rock the snow hat. I'd say you're not like in the dead of summer guy, but you're early and you stay late to the snow hat.
That's
party.
Correct. As soon as it gets chilly. Well, it's from having long hair. Like right. The best thing about having long hair is wearing a hat.
Hell yeah.
It really is. Yeah. I hate to say that. Maybe one day I'll experience that sweet feeling again. John, when the Steelers are beating the Bengals, it just, you know, it feels right. Everything, to use a phrase of the youth today, it hits different.
It's hitting.
Yeah. It's hitting, exactly. Yeah. Everything's hitting. Stupid commercials that suck, they're right. Hitting. Even the Iron Eagle reads for inane CBS shows.
And boy, they're getting weirder and weirder, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. And there was this one that I liked this past Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, the action on the field is heating up, and so is the drama on CBS's new hit show, Fire Jerkers. A supple young convict joins a pervy firefighting program looking for redemption and a shortened prison sentence. He and other inmates work alongside elite firefighters to extinguish massive blazes across the region. The only catch is they have to jerk off onto the flames to put them out. Catch an all-new Fire Jerkers this Sunday night at 10 p.m. Charles Jake Browning under duress all afternoon.
Like, yeah, I want to get back. You know, Fire Jerker sounds like a good show.
I'll tell you what. And you're like, man, the TJ Watt unblocked sack. You're like, I will watch Fire Jerkers tonight.
Yeah.
I might like, I'm going to get it. It's like making a promise with God. You know, you're on Normandy. You're gut shot. You're like, I'll do anything.
Right.
I'll watch Fire Jerkers. Ian, is that what you
want?
The
whole season. I'll get emotionally invested in it.
I will binge watch it. Beating the Bengals in Cincinnati, seeing it on TV, the jungle, all the bullshit.
The Escaloosa.
Oh, it's God, it's just, it's so, it's like chicken soup, man.
It's important to do for the younger version of yourself, you know.
Think about your son, John.
Right. Think about you in 2016 and 2017 against those Bengals teams. The perfect game, I don't know what you call it, but that was the craziest, to this date, the craziest football game I've ever seen.
I remember exactly where I was when that happened. I mean, we put Landry Jones in that game for Christ.
And then took him out. And then it was like, Christ, I'll get in there. Like, that was the crazy. That never happens, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
you gotta F the Bengals.
F them. Yeah. And you got to get these wins in while you can, because they are a good team when they have the right quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's not a player, I think, in sport that it shocked me so much. Joe Burrow looked like a straight-up boner.
Yeah.
Like, sitting on the bench the entire game.
Yeah. He also looked weirdly not into it. You know, like, some
I understand he's getting surgery the next day. He's miserable because the season's over.
Yeah.
But, like, he looked, A, like a child.
Right.
A dorky child.
Yes.
And, B, just like, I'm here because I have to be here.
Right. Surprising, but
the season's over.
Yeah.
And also, he looked like the type of dude where he's like, you're like, hey, Joe, what's going on, man? And then he's, oh what's that? And like takes out his f***ing ear pod and he's like, I'm listening to Fleet Foxes.
Right.
And like tries to get you into Fleet Foxes. He's like, I could send you some stuff.
I'm good.
Right.
I downloaded a torrent.
All right, John, we got to do it. Our SDFB player of the game, Smash Dick Fullbush, player of the game.
Smash Dick.
What do you got in this win?
So I'm going to propose, I'm going to go off script here. We've never done this, but I would like to put forth a lifetime achievement Smash Dick Fullbush Award.
Okay.
For Smash Dick Fullbush Emeritus, PhD, an honorary degree to Jalen Warren. I've been saying it since last year. He is my favorite Steeler.
We are coming off of Najee Harris's best game of the season. John,
I didn't even see him. I didn't even see him on the tape
so much that he was like, "Nah, we're gonna go Jalen Warren."
Jalen Warren.
That's so crazy. All right,
J Dub.
All right, we're now teetering on obsession.
Yeah.
If Jalen Warren were to go missing, I would place an anonymous tip.
Thing is, he would fit in your trunk, but he would also bust out of that mother so fast.
Jalen Warren, I guess, is our smash dick
professor emeritus,
smash dick full bush player of the game and potentially the season.
He's just a nice guy.
I'm not sure there is a single thing that hasn't been said about this topic yet, but Matt Canada, of course, fired.
Yeah.
Last Tuesday by the Steelers. I guess it was weird. Jerry Dulac of the Post, because I reported that he like went in and was like, "All right, let's start getting ready for Cincinnati." And they did the old Lee Corso, "Not so fast, my friend."
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, not liking Matt Canada for me is a lot like the journey that a lot of fans have with indie bands, up-and-coming bands. Like, okay. He's sort of like my Wilco, right? I think I was early to being like, I don't think this is the guy. I don't think the Pitt gadget stuff, the Jets, you know, I think I was as early as folks were on that. And then, you know, by the time everyone hated him, I was sort of like,
maybe he's cool.
Yeah. You know? And I kind of did that, and just because of things going on with the team and other issues with the team, I kind of got to a place where I was like, okay, it's gotten out of hand. This guy is not that bad. He's not the... But then we threw to the middle of the field, and my God, Tad.
It was like baptism.
I had not... It's all we had to do. And I get it. Freiermuth was hurt, but like, there's got to be another person that can run in the middle of the field and design use of the middle of the field. And like the 400 yards thing, like, it's not a coincidence. We've played some bad teams, a lot of other bad teams, and not gotten 400 yards, and he's gone and we did. So it was the right move.
It is certainly not a coincidence. And I've seen a lot of people trying to downplay the 400 yards thing. Well, if it was so easy to get 400 yards.
It was 58 games?
58 games.
That's a lot of games.
58 games. It sucks that someone lost their job, but I do want to say the thing that I'm going to really miss about Matt Canada is the offensive coordinator like booth shots, which is the same layout that they do for when environmental agencies like put the little camera in the eagle nest.
Yeah, it is.
It's the same thing. It's like
they haven't updated the camera. Like they don't make it nice. They could make it nice.
They could do something to it. Instead, it's like there's Matt Canada playing with a pen and drinking a Diet Pop.
Yeah.
There he is. He just kind of looking, just kind of overseeing everything.
Right.
There's nothing going on, you know? And with the Eagles or like the Falcons, there's at least like, I'm talking about the literal birds, by the way, folks. There's at least feeding time.
Eagle cam, the Hayes Eagle.
Where the Hayes Eagle is going to barf a dead mouse into the mouths of its offspring.
Right.
And you didn't even get that with the OC cam. But I did like to study his habits.
Well, look, we came together as a fan base and we bullied one person out of their job. Sort of like a holiday miracle. Speaking of holiday miracles, Tad, I went with my family to go cut down a Christmas tree.
Oh, no. Yeah. How was it?
Been doing this. So, just for reference, I never did that growing up. You know, there's a couple of different places that we go to. All of them are at least an hour away. And a lot of things happen out there. You got to be prepared. Look, it's the day after Thanksgiving. You know, not everyone is on their A game. It's a lot, you know. And you're there to do a job. You're there to cut down a wild tree.
Right.
And then you look around and you see the tension on the faces. The fear in the young children's eyes as their father curses the day that he decided that this was a good idea. You know, mothers with children in tow waiting at the tree shaker thing that shakes the bugs off like they're waiting for a lifeboat on the Titanic.
I have a child. I have a child.
It's rough out there is what I'm saying.
Right.
So fortunately this year there were some folks there to help, to offer their services.
Yeah. I'm under the impression that there was a law firm there on site.
Mm-hmm.
Passing out business cards?
Right.
Is that correct?
Right. Like any good business person, you go where the action is. Mm-hmm. And I think I saw some pending divorces up there.
This is Jeff and Howard Corthell of Corthell and Corthell with a holly jolly legal message for all the husbands out there.
Corthell and Corthell, the domestic litigation firm men can count on.
The holidays can be a difficult time for your marriage. One minute, you're carving the turkey at the head of the table. The next thing you know, you're in an efficiency apartment across town, drinking Kirkland brand vodka from a faded mug that now only vaguely reads, World's Best Dad.
Corthell and Corthell, helping men figure out whatever's next.
Did you know that 70% of all springtime divorces can be traced back to a single fight while buying a Christmas tree? It's true. This faux outdoorsy Instagram opportunity is simply about survival. You've just got to get through this.
Finding a tree can be a real challenge, especially since, as you've just been reminded by your partner, you possess no useful skills.
Corthell and Corthell, a law firm fighting for weak little titty boys just like you.
You spend $50 every year on fantasy football. It brings you some joy. You've heard about that $50 for the last 11 weeks. Now it's time for you to get your money's worth.
$85 for a f***ing tree? Oh, you want me to tip the kid? For what?
Corthell and Corthell.
Shaking the tree? How about I shake you?
Easy, easy.
So fellas, here's to the joy and merriment that the season can bring. You can do this. But if it turns out you can't, call us.
Call the law offices of Corthell and Corthell. Some version of justice is waiting.
If you're filing for divorce in Missouri, we are not licensed to represent you. But we are allowed to do ethically questionable private detective work there. So please reach out about that.
Yeah, I think it all reached a fever pitch because everybody splits up. That's the other thing.
Well, you go in a huge posse. It should
right.
be
it's
known.
It's a posse of you know, all the kids. I don't know why we have to do that that way, because as soon as you get there, the first thing everyone does, let's split up, right? Oh, I have one of my kids and a dull saw and no autonomy to make a decision about the trees that are right. around me, and I'm in like a maze.
You're about to pick the ugliest tree.
Right, and it's like some little girl, maybe it's like 6 or 7. She's like really crying. The dad that came to her though, like, all right, now I got to deal with somebody else's kid. Like, and he was just like, he was like this. He was just like looking kind of mad, like smoke coming out of his ears type of thing.
Smoke. Well, where there's smoke, there's fire. And where there's fire jerkers. Follow along as a hunky yet troubled team of Wildland fighters puts the wet stuff on the hot stuff. It's an all-new season of Fire Jerkers, Sunday nights on CBS.
What, why are you doing this?
It is really fun to do. I get
this
why.
Isn't, we're not CBS. I ain't, are we? Are we like...
Iron Eagle, you can tell, loves to do it. And I'm understanding why, John.
You are sort of the Iron Eagle of this podcast.
This is broken news. Oh, shit. It broke.
Well, John, some folks in southwestern Pennsylvania are incensed.
Mm.
I don't know if you saw this. Some clown-ass blog called 24/7 Wall Street released a worst place to live in every state.
Mm.
And I guess for PA, it was Uniontown. Let me tell you what. There is a town in Pennsylvania about 4 hours from here. It's called Centralia. It's been on fire for like 35 years.
Really?
A vein of coal underground has been on fire. The whole town is poison. It has the town's population is like 4.
Wow.
Yeah, I even did this the Centralia Zillow scan, you know, like, what can I get a house for in Centralia?
You know, it doesn't work out.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right. If I have to give it all up, what would I do? I'd go to Centralia. I could live in a mansion for $6. So Uniontown... Some fool said that Uniontown is the worst place in Pennsylvania to live.
All right. I heard somebody else mention that, and I'm like, what are you picking on Uniontown for? Right? Like, Uniontown's just like a guy in a bar, like, eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
Not bothering anybody.
Right. Comes here, quiet guy, keeps to himself.
Keeps to himself. Right. Sure, he doesn't dress nice.
He's got a great sheets.
Yeah. Doesn't bother anybody. Not the world's most attractive guy. Not a guy you necessarily want to hang with. He's fine. He's there. He's always been there.
Yeah.
I pass the Uniontown exit all the time. I'm not like, oh.
Yeah, right. You don't turn right? your nose up in disgust.
So if I was a Uniontowner, I'd be a little pissed. You know, I'd be coming after this blog. But it's like, what? It's like the streets are paved with fecal matter at Uniontown. Like, what is it that's so bad about
it? No,
right?
Some of the metrics, the metrics were financially based, although I still can't imagine it being Uniontown by that standard.
It is the biggest. Okay, Fayette County, as my uncle used to refer to it as Fayette Mom. Hold on, maybe it does suck. Let's see.
Hold on.
Yeah. There is a place, just looking at Wikipedia, the Nut Mansion.
In Uniontown?
Yeah. Historic Nut Mansion.
How much do you think it costs to lay up?
Dude, I'm trying to post up with your girl at the Nut Mansion.
What is it?
It's Adam Clark Nut Mansion. Is a historic mansion located in Uniontown. You know who's from Uniontown?
Who?
Gene Steratore.
Really? We should get Steratore.
Yeah.
That'll be an easy get.
You do get the feeling when they pull him in that he's like, you just called like your uncle for a question about your car, that he's like in the middle of, it never seems like they're calling Gene Steratore at the right time for him.
I'm at the doctor's right now.
They're like, Gene, Mac Jones, did he have possession?
Right.
I'm at church. I can't really talk right now, but I can give you a call if possible.
Yeah, doesn't want to move his mouth, sitting front and center, Father Donlin eyeballing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But they're working here in Uniontown.
Man, I'm weirded out. I had no idea about that Centralia.
You really didn't know about that?
No. I just don't get it. It's been on fire since 1962. Is there not like a way to modern technology? Can we figure
this out? They used to be in jail, but now they're part of some bizarre chain gang of firefighting convicts. Watch them do stuff in limited personal protective equipment. And as always, the fire can only be quelled by gallons of human seed. Catch Fire Jerkers Sunday night, 10 p.m., right after The Equalizer here on CBS. Charles, T.J. Watt.
Well done.
13.
Well done.
Not going to spend too much time on this, John. Steelers Cardinals, Sunday. The Cardinals are 2-10.
Right.
That's it.
It's going to be a close game.
That's it, man. They're 2-10. We gotta handle our business.
Right.
To quote Mike Tomlin, you know, I think as long as the Steelers don't pee down their legs, they'll be good. Mm. Now, that being said.
Which it was.
It was said. If the Steelers win Sunday, I will watch an episode of this
What is the show called again?
It's called Fire Country.
Okay.
If the Steelers win Sunday, mark my words. And this is a big sacrifice.
Yeah, maybe we can do a thing with Ben Stoney and we watch it and we talk about it together.
Because that show looks like it sucks hard. And the one that I've pitched throughout this program, it's definitely hotter.
Right.
And it can't be less entertaining. If that's not motivation enough for you to get out there and beat these innocuous Cardinals that, like, no one hates. Like, truly, like, no
one's like, the Cardinals.
A bunch of Steelers played for them, right? Yeah. Well, then, if you can't get up for this game, how do you expect to get up and extinguish a blaze? All right, huge shout-out to Ben Stoney, my producer, for putting up with this nonsense. Mm. And coming up here to the Liveberg Studios Sportsman's Lodge. We love it up here. Check them out, livebergstudios.com. Until next time, it's the Untitled Pittsburgh Sports Comedy Podcast on the Bet Rivers Network. Get out of town.